This week's episode, we're talking all about what is going on in pop culture. We discuss eating ass, Justin Bieber's crotch, our advice for Meryl Streep, what we'd get Zayn for his birthday, and who I will be having a celebrity feud with in 2015. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Okay, so before we discuss all the important topics that we need to dive into today, we gotta give some love to our sponsors. And this podcast is completely free for a reason, and that is because sponsors love it as much as you listeners do. Our little cycle babies are getting some hookups from two sponsors in particular this week. We got NatureBox, which you guys know I love. They are a website where you can sign up to get snacks delivered to your front door. They're all healthy, like trans fat free, and like good for you, and all these amazing things. And plus, they actually taste incredible. Like, I actually love NatureBox. So if you want to use naturebox.com/besties, you get a free trial box of 5 of their most popular snacks. Yes, you heard that right. Free food if you use naturebox.com/besties. And then our second sponsor for today is Squarespace.com. Now, I love Squarespace because they make it so easy for you to make your own personal website, whether it's for your wedding, or if you want to sell stuff like e-commerce, or if you want to have like a blog, or just like a homepage for people to find out more about who you are, what your passions are, whatever it is, whatever the reason why you want to have a website, they make it so easy. So if you go to Squarespace.com and use the promo code BESTIES, they are giving you a free trial and 10% off of your order. Now, listen, these deals are for our little cycle babies, so use those promo codes or those links, and you're going to get the hookup. So thanks to our sponsors. We are going to hear more about them later in the episode, but give them some love because they are why Psychobabble is... Sometimes I want to say cycle baby. They are why Psychobabble is completely free, so go give them some love. Hello, Corey!
Oh, you're diving right in.
Daddy is! How are you?
I'm alive.
Are you alive?
I'm breathing.
Are you breathing?
It's January.
Give me some syncopated breaths right now.
You know you use syncopation like it's your favorite word.
I love that word.
And I don't even know like...
What's your favorite... Wait, you don't even know what syncopation means?
It's like... I don't know. Is it like clapping?
Like syncopation is like the rhythm of the beat.
The rhythm is going to get you.
So sometimes syncopation can be like... Da-da-da. Like that. It's like irregular. Or sometimes it can be like... Da-da-da-da. Like regular. Or it can be like, you know.
What? Syncopation. Syncopation means everything.
Syncopation is the word. What's your favorite word?
Oh, I like, I used to have a favorite word. Oh, ruthless.
What?
Yeah.
Is this like when you were 4?
That was my favorite word.
Really?
My when friends and I used to very much talk about this.
When do you feel most ruthless?
Right now. I'm going to come for you.
I would say you're most ruthless when you're
playing board games.
When you're playing a board game.
That's all games.
Corey is competitive and it's really annoying and you do not want to do a game night with him.
You're saying it's annoying because I win all the time.
I don't care if you win or lose.
What?
I truly don't. I'm the type of game night person that just is like, I'm there to have fun but mostly drink.
Oh.
You're there to win.
I'm there to have fun.
It's called America's Next Top Model, not America's Next Best Friend.
That's me. I don't want to be... You're already... My friends are already at my house. Now I need to win. Truly.
Okay, cool.
What are we talking about this week?
Well, today we are talking about all the current pop culture stories.
Okay.
What's the biggest story right now? Let's dive in.
The biggest story for me?
Yeah, for you.
Daddy doesn't know.
You want to know what's the question on my mind?
Mm.
I think it's the question that's going to be asked over and over again in 2015.
Okay.
Where's Rosie? And I'm not talking about Rosie O'Donnell, okay?
Yeah, because we know where she is.
Where is she? Updating her blog? She's on The View.
She's shooting koosh balls.
Yes. No, I'm talking about Rosie of Sophia Grace and Rosie.
Oh.
Because Sophia Grace has just dropped, I mean...
Best Friends Forever.
Possibly the best rap song of the year, and it's only January, and she's already claimed the title. But noticeably missing in a song about best friends is her best friend.
Isn't it
Rosie?
Isn't it her cousin?
Listen, I've got cousins that I
and technically am with. Everyone's like, "Where's Rosie?" But I mean, if you look closely, when they leave Sophia Grace's house and they head over to the Kmart to look at the clothing that they're selling, there is an advertisement hanging that has both of them in it.
Oh, so Rosie's a
there's a picture of Rosie,
a fixture of the past.
Rosie is on the Kmart advertorial or whatever it may be.
Do you like the song?
I don't.
What? But, wait, I am genuinely shocked. I think it's actually really good.
I was on
gays are loving it.
I was on Tumblr the other day. I heard the version of the like 3-octave lower. Mm. And I mean that I can get down.
It was kind
with.
Of a bop.
That I was like, okay, Rosie, that's your range, girl. That's your register.
But when you hear it with her normal voice.
Sophia. Now I'm mixing them up, but whatever.
It's pretty rude.
I mean, sometimes when an 8-year-old girl is talking to me, I think they're the same person. Mm. 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 So does she follow you on Twitter? Sophia Grace?
I think she does.
Does she have a Twitter?
I interviewed both of them at where were we? At the Kids' Choice Awards, I believe?
At Kmart, probably.
I was at Kmart, and I stopped them for an interview. No, I was at the Kids' Choice Awards, and Ellen featured that interview on her show.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah. That was when Ellen tweeted me. She said she was a fan. So even if Sophia Grace and I had a feud, I would still thank her because she's the reason why Ellen ever noticed me.
Would you ever have a feud with Sophia Grace?
I think 2015 is the year of my first huge celebrity feud.
With a 12-year-old.
With a 12-year-old, yeah. She's not 12, is she?
No, she's like 4 and a half.
I gotta say, this is like the feminist anthem of 2015. I'm all about it. And, you know, women respecting themselves at whatever age, I'm all about. Good for them.
She's 11.
Okay, great.
What did you do at 11?
At 11? Oh, goodness me. I was in, what grade is that? Sixth grade? Yeah, I was in sixth grade. I was wearing Old Navy tech vests. I was in a scrapbooking class.
Really? Taught by Queen Jackie?
No. It was an exploratory is what we called them at school. Anyway.
So, speaking of new music, are you loving Kelly Clarkson and her new jam?
Yeah, because, we predicted it the week before it came out.
Yeah. I mean, we're pretty iconic.
Yeah.
I was on the phone with her people.
It's called what?
Heartbeat Song.
Heartbeat Song. Now, you were telling me you hate when songs have the title song in the title.
I don't need, this is my heartbeat song. Like, just sing it.
Just sing your heartbeat song. Don't tell us your heartbeat song. It's sing it, don't say it.
Right.
Right.
Say it, don't spray it.
Sing it, don't say it.
Sing it or else.
Wow.
Yep.
Words of wisdom for today's pop queens. Now, Sophia Grace, I know you're still learning.
And still
take that note.
And still listening because you subscribe.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the little video of Kelly Clarkson's baby with the headphones on listening to the song?
Actually, you know who that baby was?
Who?
Sophia Grace.
No. That was Kelly Clarkson's baby, River Rose.
Yeah. Is that her name?
Yes. I think her baby is A, adorable.
Mm.
B, beautiful. And C, cute. You're welcome.
Well, I like Heartbeat Song, but we were discussing now as a debut single for an album.
Mm.
Do you think it's going to go number one, let alone top 10?
It's so tough.
I want it for Kelly because I like Kelly. I root for Kelly.
It's tough because it is a good song. It is catchy. I don't really know if it's like what
does
pop music trends
game?
Are doing.
Yeah, does it change the game?
It's very like Mr. Know-It-All. We were happy she was back, but nobody wanted to make Mr. Know-It-All a top 10 hit.
I did.
But then when she came back with that second single,
Dark Side?
What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Stronger. That was the number one hit.
I get all of my Kelly albums.
That's like the best-selling American Idol song to date.
Which one?
Oh, no, I lied.
What Doesn't Kill You?
It was number one, but Phil Phillips passed it with Home.
Those damn Olympics.
He should be thanking the women's gymnastics team.
Truly. I mean, who isn't thanking
I hope he
them?
Sends them a holiday card every year. I mean, and actually, yes, you're right. Who isn't thanking
who
them?
Who isn't thanking them?
The one girl's from DeWitt, just like you.
I am not from DeWitt.
You're from Parma.
I frequent DeWitt.
I'm
not from DeWitt.
Is there any other music you're loving?
Well, Corey, yes.
I love Elastic Heart by Sia.
Oh, my God. The music video was great.
I am obsessed with the music video.
I think it was a powerful music video. A lot of people, I don't necessarily know what is the exact interpretation, but a lot of people are saying that it's about dealing with mental illness
right.
that's hereditary
right.
and her relationship with her dad and going in and out of being able to deal with it and him being able to deal with it and blah, 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 all those things. I did not like everyone sexualizing it and saying that how dare Sia use this young girl to show blah, blah, blah.
I was rolling my eyes. They were doing backflips. Like, it's just very typical for people to watch a performance like that and sexualize it and not pay any attention to the art or the dance or, like, look for a deeper meaning.
And I gotta say, even if there was a message in it that has something about sexual abuse, I feel like, you know, art should be able to explore good things and bad things. And I don't know. I feel like Sia, of all people, can do that. I think she's, like, so talented and she has such a vision. But I love Sia. And you just discovered her album because of Elastic Heart, right?
I did. You dove in. I didn't really give it a go the first time
around. I gotta say, it's a good album.
And now I'm actually in love with it.
Yeah. Well, speaking of good music, let's talk about the Grammys. The Grammys are coming up.
They are.
And we have performances announced.
They did. They announced the performances. I think Madonna's performing.
Now, you know, as maybe some of you know, I'm not the biggest Madonna fan. I've never gotten into her. And I feel like there's a difference between knowing you're an icon and expecting everyone else to know you're an icon. Do you get what I mean? Like, just having the air of confidence of an icon and telling everyone I'm an icon. Respect me.
So what you're saying is you hate Madonna.
I just feel like Madonna is an icon, but she's not. Like, Cher is an icon, but she's gracious, you know?
Yeah, I could see that.
And Madonna, there's something to be said. Maybe she's sassy. Maybe you interpret it that way. Or maybe she's, maybe people don't have to be nice. I don't know. I just want my...
Where are you going?
If somebody is going to be an artist that's going to be respected, I just want them to be nice. And I don't get nice vibes from her. That's all.
From Madonna?
Yeah, I don't.
I read an interesting article about her, like, album leak and everything that happened in December and, mm-hmm. like, how she, like, recovered from that. And they've still, like, held off launching the first single until February. So it makes sense that she's performing at the Grammys.
Right.
I really want – I don't want it to be an eye roll performance. I want it to be good, but who knows? Do you know who else is performing?
Who's performing?
The Ariana Grande.
Slay Ariana Slayandre?
I saw, like, so I did read.
What's she,
like,
performing?
Her next big hit?
I hope she has a new single.
What would she perform? Love Me Harder? You hate that song because you hate The Weeknd.
I don't hate The Weeknd. It's just I'm not really into that song. I don't know. Oh. What's the song I love from Ariana's album?
Break Free.
No, I love Break Free.
I only like that song.
No, I actually do like the entire album, I think. But my favorite song on the album would maybe be Best Mistake featuring Big Sean. Oh, my God. That would be the single. That would be such a good single.
I guess I don't have anything to contribute to this because I don't know that song.
Oh, my God. I'm playing for you as soon
as we get in the car. Yeah. That sounds
It's so good.
Awful.
And I love Big Sean and Aren't They Together and... Oh, my God, it's so good. It's, like, a cool song.
I didn't get excited, actually, for any of the Grammy performances that they've announced. Like, I mean, I guess I'm excited to see Ed Sheeran, but other than that, it's, like, Ariana and Madonna.
I hope Gaga makes an appearance. I hope Gaga shows
AC/DC.
up. You know, is Gaga performing with Tony Bennett? That would make sense.
They haven't announced it.
Hmm.
As of the day we're recording this.
Well, speaking of award shows, let's talk about the Golden Globes. They just happened.
They did.
Did you watch them?
I did. I watched the entire thing.
What'd you think? Did you hate it? Did you love it? Were you bored?
I don't get – no. I mean, that one's one of the ones I don't get bored. It's not – I mean, the Oscars get a little boring.
The Oscars are long.
The Globes are more fun. They, like, sit Meryl Streep in the front row and, like, they
God
just,
bless.
Like, cut to her. And, like, everybody was just eating her ass the entire time.
Yeah, that's a thing. I'm just going to be like
– Like, half the people –
Let's calm down.
I feel like half the people who won the awards went up there and they're like, Meryl hugged me. Like, yeah. That literally happened.
I know. I saw.
And I wonder, like, what does Meryl think when she's sitting in the front row?
Meryl's got to be over it.
Is she like, why do I come to these things?
Is anybody even real with Meryl anymore? If you were to get real with Meryl, what would you tell her?
I mean, I guess I would actually probably say the same things that those people said to her during their speeches.
So.
And then I would be like, when is there going to be, what's my favorite Meryl movie?
Oh, my gosh. Let's play that game.
Go dive. Dig deep.
Prime. Easy.
I know you
Have you seen that movie?
I have.
It's so good.
You made me get it. I got it on Netflix.
I saw it and I cried and cried. It's so good. Watch it. Go watch it.
I will. Did you like anything from the Golden Globes?
I'm happy that Transparent was a big
winner. Oh my God. Yes, yes, yes. I cried. When it won as the show for best, like, comedic show.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a groundbreaking show that everyone should be watching. And I think it's cool that, different platforms are winning awards.
You mean, like, 'cause that was an Amazon Prime television show?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it really opens up, opportunities for people who write these great shows to pitch to more than just, like, the big networks.
And knowing that they're gonna have the same audiences, possibly, as the, you know, the top, you know, game players in TV.
Yeah.
Jane the Virgin won.
Jane. I haven't seen that show. I will say I did also cry when that girl
I definitely cried.
Won, and I was like, I don't even watch your show.
That woman, her speech was so good. And I've never seen the show. I know nothing about it. My friend Kelvin always talks about it. He's like, you need to watch it. You need to watch it. And I'm like, what is this show? I was like, Janet the Virgo? I have no clue. That speech, I was like, okay.
I once knew a Janet who was a Virgo.
No, you didn't.
And let me just say.
What can you just say?
She wasn't the nicest.
Hmm.
Can you hear my stomach growling into the microphone?
Is Papa a little bit hungry?
I am. Do you have any snacks?
Daddy doesn't. If you could have a snack, what would you have?
Probably Nature Box.
Oh my gosh. Ugh. Speaking of snacks, I gotta give some love to one of our sponsors for today, and that is NatureBox.com. Now, I have talked about NatureBox a ton in my videos. If you guys watch my videos, which you should, you know that I'm obsessed. I love food, okay? Which is a good thing and a bad thing. Sometimes I snack and it's not the healthiest, especially when I'm like on the road or on flights or whatever. I just like eat really bad foods. So I have gotten into NatureBox. NatureBox is a way for you to get healthy foods, whether it's like trans fat free or like, you know, no fructose or like gluten free. Some of these things are just like the healthiest things. Okay. But it's not just healthy. It's delivered to your front door. You go on the website, you pick whatever you want. They send it to your front door. It's a monthly subscription. And if you use naturebox.com/besties, you are going to get a free trial. Okay. Which means 5 of their most popular snacks completely free. Who doesn't like free food? Who? If you're listening to this, and if you don't like free food, I guess we just have nothing in common, okay? And you need to get. And if you need a little pointer as to what you should probably get, literally, I always go for anything blueberry flavored. They have so many, like, delicious blueberry flavored things. I'm, like, obsessed. Like, my favorite's the blueberry almonds. Okay, anyway, yeah, just go get whatever you like, but that's what you should get. But if you want that free hookup, just go to naturebox.com/besties. I genuinely love, 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 love NatureBox. I've gotten all of my family hooked on it, and I hope that you guys have checked it out too. So yeah, naturebox.com/besties.
Well, great, Tyler. All that talk about snacks made me even hungrier than I already was.
We will be eating soon, don't worry. But first, let's talk a little bit more about what's going on in pop culture. Let's talk.
I know what I want to talk about.
The girls premiere?
I was going to say girls and looking.
Oh, yes, 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 did, yes.
I don't believe, did you watch either of them?
Okay, no.
I mean, we were together for the looking one.
Yeah, we saw the looking, but I want to talk about girls because they opened.
Oh, you didn't even watch it. You just know from Tumblr.
Listen, I saw a video.
Oh, God.
About
Allison Williams.
Allison Williams.
Who plays Marnie. Getting her booty. Bit.
She got her booty bit in that premiere.
Bite the booty. Oh,
somebody, a man, a gentleman, bit the booty. And, you know, I will say, I showed you an article that I read about this.
It was like.
It's basically, I think it was like a BuzzFeed article or something.
What was the title?
I believe the title was, We Ate Ass First.
Yes, we did.
Calm down. Oh my God, you're disgusting.
You know I'm hungry.
Oh my God, Corey.
Oh my God.
I don't even know if we can talk about it. I mean, yes, we can talk about it because clearly last week's episode was called.
It was straight ass eating.
Now, the article basically dove into cultural appropriation of ass eating among straight culture, stealing something that the gays hold near and dear to their
hearts. Very near and dear.
Near and dear to their mouths. talking about how, like, listen, okay? First, Kia talked about
lick my booty and my crack.
Yep. And how the gays let it slide. And then Nicki Minaj sang,
"Somebody point me to the best ass eater."
And the gays again let it slide. But now...
Now, when Allison Williams gets her ass eaten
on the
on national
girls,
television...
Now, this is too far, and we must speak out.
She that's Peter Pan, and she has taken it too far.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson tweeted, "It hasn't been long enough since she played Peter Pan for me to be seeing her get her ass eaten. Like, it was too short of a time period in between." And I saw a mashup of her getting her... booty bit
to a Peter Pan song
while the audio was her singing the like cluck cluck song from Peter Pan, and it was a lot.
Now, I'm not familiar with the cluck cluck song, but I am familiar with her getting her ass eaten.
Okay, well,
I would love to see that combo.
Now, I gotta say, should we be seeing more booty bites on national
on
TV?
On HBO, yeah, on Looking.
Well, yes, on Looking. We'll get to Looking, but what other shows should feature some
ass eating.
Ass eating. I gotta say, perhaps.
I always like to bring up Grey's Anatomy.
That sounds like ass eating gone wrong. They're gonna go to the hospital for it.
Oh my God.
Which you can.
What if somebody got.
I gotta say, it's. You gotta.
I got it. If Shonda Rhimes, I know you're listening. So, like, people are experimenting. They get into a human centipede sort of situation.
Oh my God, no.
And then they go into Grey's. They go into Sloan Gray Memorial Hospital to get that taken care of.
What about what about on America's Got Talent?
Yes.
I would love to
You're
see
auditioning
some,
this year. Is that what you're telling me?
I would love to see some auditions that feature some talented booty bites.
Booty bittles.
Booty bittles. perhaps.
What about The Voice?
As in, you sing into the butt as if it's a microphone?
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't know because the chair hasn't spun yet. You don't really know what they're doing.
Well, the chair sitting and spinning is that's some visualization.
What
there.
About that show you like, The Goldbergs?
Oh, I love The Goldbergs. I don't know if ass eating was a thing in the 80s. That show was set in the 80s. So.
It was. The gays did it first.
Again, in the 80s.
Before the 80s.
Right. Now, before we dive any further into our pop culture scrutiny for today, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Squarespace.com. Back in the day, I remember the first time I tried to make a website. Okay, do you remember back in the day when you're trying to figure that out and you used the worst websites ever and they like weren't intuitive and they're like your website looked like crap and like the biggest variety you could possibly have is like using Comic Sans and it just looked terrible? Well, there's a solution nowadays, and that is Squarespace.com. They are an easy way for you to make a website, whether it's for your wedding, or whether you want to have a store, or whether you want to just have a blog, or whether you want to show your art. Whatever the purpose is, it's a great way for you to showcase you in the most cute, efficient way possible. It is the easiest way to make a website. They got templates that are all designed by actual, like, incredibly talented artists. It's so intuitive on how you actually make the websites. You can drag and drop. They have tons of tools. And if you want to use Squarespace.com with the promo code BESTIES, you will get a free trial and 10% off your order. So, with that, you're going to get easy-to-use website tools, you're going to get a domain, you're going to get emails, you're going to get customer service that is unmatched and unparalleled, and starting at just $8 a month, you get the hosting, you get the design tools, you get the customer support, and basically your best website that you can possibly have. And obviously, your website has to be mobile-ready so that if people try to get on it from their phones, it looks cute, and every single template that is on Squarespace.com is 100% mobile-ready, so that's kind of like my favorite thing. So again, Squarespace.com with the promo code BESTIES. You're going to get your free trial and 10% off. You are so welcome. I can't wait to see your websites. Okay, let's get to the gays. Let's talk about Looking.
Okay.
I will say it's one of my favorite shows on TV.
I just watch and cry. So you and I went to a premiere, like the season 2 premiere here in LA. And then when it actually premiered on the original, like that Sunday night when it premiered, I rewatched and cried. I didn't cry when we saw it at the premiere at the bar because there were other people around. But when I watched it in the privacy of my own home, I did cry.
I love that show. If you don't know what it is, it's on HBO. It's some people have said that it's kind of a Golden Girls or a Sex in the City, but for gays. Yeah. I think it's so much more than that. It's not – there's obviously no laugh track or there's no, kind of
awfulness that Carrie brought to Sex and the City.
No, I mean, it's a long season-long narrative,
yeah,
as opposed to episodic, you know, wrap-ups, like, at right, the end of every episode. And it's less funny, although there are funny moments, but it's serious.
I love it. I'm just tired of other gays, like, hating on it. I get it. If you don't like it, don't watch it.
Mm.
Don't hate on me for loving it. It just reminds me of when we lived in San Francisco. Like, that city's very special to me.
It's set in San Francisco. It's about some gay best friends.
It's like
– in their adventures in the city.
And I just love it to death.
I do understand that there are people in the LGBT community talking about how it's a very minimal representation for the gay community in the LGBT community. But I do think the show heard those complaints loud and clear, and I think we're going to hear and see some story arcs that are...
For season two.
Yeah, in season two, that are representing a larger audience than just white gays.
Well, you know who's in it.
Who is in it?
Russell Tovey.
Who is?
And who is he? What do you mean?
Oh, I'm saying, what character?
Oh, he plays Kevin.
Yes.
But anyways, I binge watched the first season again, mm-hmm, in December because I was home in Michigan, blah, blah, blah. And I tweeted that I rewatched the whole thing and that my thirst for him was alive and well again. And he favorited the tweet and I, like, lost my shit.
Oh, girl. You know who was else in season two? That guy from Mean Girls.
Damien was his name.
Damien
Mean Girls.
From Mean Girls. He's in season two. Yeah. I loved the premiere. I think if you haven't gotten into it, it's a very easy show to get into. I loved it.
You'll love it. Speaking of the looking premiere.
Uh-huh.
You know who's looking for love?
Who?
Katy Perry. Oh. And do you know where she found it?
Where?
Supposedly with John Mayer again.
Do we care?
I do.
Daddy doesn't.
Anything Katy Perry related, I want to hear rolling your eyes at me from across the room. How do you feel about her back with John Mayer?
You know, I simply don't care.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think this is going to bode well for her Super Bowl performance. He's probably just trying to, like, get in on that.
Ugh, who cares? Let's talk about something more important. Justin Bieber's Calvin Klein campaign.
Literally. I have no words.
I will say this is so unimportant, but somehow more important than Katy Perry and John Mayer being back
You
together.
Know what that ad made me do?
What?
Burn all my Calvin Kleins.
Wow.
Truly.
I thought you were going to say burn Justin Bieber.
And then I printed out that picture and I burned it of him. And it revealed all the Photoshop.
Apparently, he threatened to sue the website that exposed the Photoshopping back and forth images. You know,
really?
The GIF that exposes all the Photoshop that's been done on it. But that's something that happens with every picture.
He's just the
every picture
biggest.
Ever, not just campaigns or modeling, whatever. But the interesting parts of the Photoshopping were not that they, like, made his muscles bigger, I think, but that they made his head smaller, mm-hmm, and his hands bigger.
I mean, I think he was leaning in at a weird angle.
Listen, given the fact that we just saw him at, where was it, on stage in underwear, I'm like, that's pretty ballsy to put out a picture of you in your underwear when we just saw live on TV what you
thing.
Actually look like in underwear, and we can easily compare and be like, girl, who you kidding?
People are, I think I was annoyed a little bit by the fact that everyone's like, oh my God, they enhanced the bulge. Okay, A, have you ever seen a man in underwear? Like, nobody looks like in underwear what underwear ads look
right,
like.
Right.
There's always something there. A pillow.
A pillow!
A muffin. A banana.
A muffin top?
Or a muffin bottom. Don't be inexclusive.
Oh my God, I would kill for a muffin top right now.
Do you want to go get one?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The whole thing was an eye roll to me. I fell into this hole the other day where I was reading an article about Justin Bieber's...
You fell into a hole? Are you talking again about...
Muffin bottoms?
No, I'm talking about biting the booty. You fell into a hole.
I will say that I read this, like, weird article about, like, a psychic doing Justin Bieber predictions for 2015.
What are you up to with your free time?
You know, it's the new year. A lot of psychics are very busy predicting.
What's the psychic saying about what Justin's up to?
They just think he's going to have a good year. And I'm like, with what?
Okay.
Is he going to drop an album?
I've got to say, with what's been going on with Justin Bieber over the past couple years and seeing the progression he's made, how old is he?
My literal response was, who cares?
Well, my concern is there's something called the 27 Club, and I'm not saying that I
Whoa.
Think he's going to die.
Whoa.
But I am concerned for young celebrities that get, you know, notoriety at a very young age because they experience a downward spiral, and I do not want that.
I'm actually
no matter how much I care about his career or him as a person, I don't want him to die.
Right. I'm glad I just Googled his age because he's only 20, and I guess that makes
20. Where were we at 20?
Not photoshopping my Calvin Klein ad.
Well,
not throwing eggs at my neighbor's house.
Not peeing in a bucket.
Not being like he's just 2014 was rough for him. So I guess
I
will say if 2015 does bring him better things, I hope he uses his celebrity responsibly.
You know what? I believe people can change, and no matter what he has gone through in the past, I hope that he becomes a better person.
I can't believe he's a Pisces.
Oh, I can. Are you kidding me?
I'm a Pisces.
Exactly.
We have very addictive personalities, so maybe that's why he's, like, gone off the deep.
Scary, scary.
Are you done talking about him?
Yep.
Let's talk about something more fun than that. Speaking of things that I want to speak about, did you know who just had a birthday?
Like millions of people in the world.
Zayn.
Oh, somebody important. Okay.
Our favorite member of 1D.
I don't know if he's my favorite. I don't know if I can whittle that down, but
Whoa.
He's definitely in my top five. Or at least, he's definitely in my top four.
Got it.
He's in my top three?
Whoa, whittle.
Hashtag whittle. Wait, I want to know. Tell us who's in your top three One Direction members.
Oh, my Lord.
Hashtag whittle. Tell us with that hashtag.
Oh, my stars.
Got to whittle them down.
So what do you think he did for his birthday? Or, like, what would you get him for his birthday?
Here's what he did for his birthday. He stayed at home.
Mm.
He downloaded
All the episodes of Psychobabble. Uh-huh.
Because he knows they're free and, Zayn's on a budget. Times are tough. He's spending all of his money.
I mean, if he's smart, he's saving some of that money like other boy bands of the past.
Right. But Lord knows.
What if Zayn and Lord hung out?
What if they dated? Oh, I guess he's married. Or engaged, yeah.
Whoa. So wait, I was going to get him my love for his birthday.
Oh, boring. He doesn't need that. He's got that from Perry.
Lord knows he needs the love of a man.
I think he needs?
Tell it, Daddy. Spill that tea.
Ew. Who are you?
Daddy wouldn't lie to baby.
Stop it. You know what he needs for his birthday? A Calvin Klein campaign. I would be about life.
All about that life.
Imagine, wait. Calvin Klein should do an all five Calvin Klein campaign. Sorry, I just invented the breaking of the internet.
I just, like, my eyes crossed because I was...
That would be so yum.com.
Crazy.
Star crazy.
Wait, literally my eyes rolled and crossed.
Stop looking at me like that.
Fell out when you talked about, I pictured all five boys in their Calvins.
In like a really like...
With puppies.
I was going to say before they've been doing, like, back in the day, they would do these photo shoots that were like super adorable, cute, puppies holding whatever with like poppy, colorful backgrounds. But imagine like a black and white campaign like Justin Bieber's Calvin Klein campaign where they're just in their underwear smoldering into the camera.
I want to see it.
Yeah. Well, with that image in my mind of 5Ds.
Oh, 5Ds.
Crammed into five pairs of underwear.
Mm.
I got to go. Yeah. Corey, this has been fun.
This has been real. This has been real fun.
Ew. So, Corey, where can they find you?
I am on the internet. My name is Corey Cool. Type that into your little Google search bar, and you will find me.
Corey,
and wherever you find me, like it.
You're still talking.
Or subscribe to it.
You're literally still talking.
Or follow it.
You're still talking. If you want to find me, it's Tyler Oakley.
Boo.
If you want to subscribe to Psychobabble, it's the easiest thing you could possibly do, and it's free. Corey, how do they do it?
You just go to your computer, and you click on subscribe.
And I feel like it's time that you tell your friends about Psychobabble.
You should have a little meeting with them. Friends, I have something serious to tell you.
An intervention. A babblevention. No.
Psychovention.
A babblevention.
I like it.
Babblevention.
Hashtag babblevention.
Here's what you do. Tweet at a friend who you know doesn't listen to Psychobabble with the hashtag babblevention.
Mm.
With the link, itunes.com/psychobabble. itunes.com/psychobabble. And get them to get subscribed, because I feel like it's a fun way to, connect with your friends and make them obsessed with the best thing of your week. Thanks for listening.
We will see you soon.
Thanks, my little cycle babies. See you next time.
Night, night. That was me tucking the cycle babies in.
Dig it, love it, cool, great, whatever. Bye.